Man, so thankful and grateful for each one of you who tune in each week to listen to my memories and the words that I believe that God has put in my heart for each and every man that listens to the show. I'm so grateful that he has given me the opportunity to be here and present these thoughts and revelations that he has shown me in my life, and that he has led them to each one of you who is listening. Hope this past week has been a great week, that it has been an enlightening week and a strengthening week in all areas of your life, causing you to step out truly in 100% faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh man, it's going to be a good show. It's a little running a little late. I'm posting it a little late. I've had to read this one over and over three or four times to make sure that it hasn't, that I haven't stumbled or muffed up what I feel God has put on my heart. So as we get into today's show, as always, let's start out with a prayer. Father God, please guide and direct the words that you have given me today. Allow them to penetrate the hearts of the men they were meant to strengthen and empower through your will and direction. Lord, please strengthen each man today to step out in your strength, to head their families, churches, and communities and countries as you have designed them to do, Father. We thank you. We ask and we pray all these things in Yeshua's mighty and holy name. Amen. All right, man. So today we are getting into search and surrender. I know most men are probably used to hearing the phrase search and destroy. But when it comes to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I believe it is a search and surrender. There are many things that we search for, that I have searched for in my life, and they are the things that are not of Jesus. Many of them in my earlier days were searching the things of this world. So as we move into today, it goes that's where most of our search in our lives comes from, is the searching of things of this world. And that leads to a lot of stuff that we're about to get into. So as putting this show together, Proverbs 16:25, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. So as we're talking about searching for the things that we want to search for in this world, money, fame, power, whatever it is, whatever is shiny, whatever is sexy, you know, or something else, whatever drives you individually to be searching for the void that you may feel inside of you, from your gut, from your heart, from the inside. You know, we search for these things in the world, all the bright and shiny things that Satan puts in front of us and says that, hey, this is what's going to fill it. Hey, you need this money. Hey, you need to be like this person. You need to look like that guy. You need to be built like him. You need to have the body like him. You need to have his money. You need to have the cars. You need to have all the stuff, right? And we must sacrifice everything that the Lord has given us, time, youth, relationships, in order to have all of this stuff. And I've chased all of these things in order that to try to fit in and look like everyone else. And I'm sure, and I know, just because if I do it, and I'm just a regular, average, everyday Joe, I know you've done it. So we have that in common, and I believe that is the common thread in Satan's tactics, is that they never change. They're always the same. And as men, we all search for those things. I mean, we all want a better body. We all want to have nice things. We all want to have the toys. We always want to look good in front of our friends. We want to be the one that everybody's looking at. We want to be the one who, I wish I could be like that guy. And whether, no matter what it is, whether you can talk like somebody else or whether you can look like somebody else or have the things of somebody else, the comparison. And when we're searching in this world to fill the void that is inside of us instead of just on the surface of us, we get lost, you know. We fall into what we hear, what we see, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch. We want all of these things, and all those things aren't bad in a way, because God has given them to us. They put them in to the world for us to enjoy. You just look at God's creations in the world, the mountains, the oceans, the trees. I mean, just if you're sitting out on your front porch or on your back porch in the mornings drinking your cup of coffee, you know, and you hear the birds chirping and the sunrise and just the smells and the coolness of the air, you know, just those things that God has given us to enjoy and to take pleasure in, you know, and it goes all the way through. You can name anything you want to. You can place it right there if you want to. And God has given us those to enjoy. But as men, we tend to take those things and pollute them with selfishness, because we're searching for the things that only glorify ourselves, only make us feel better, only make us feel like we've accomplished something and that we have grown. The world, we take the things and make them about, like I said, us. We try to seek happiness, which is a fleeting, temporary pleasure. We've talked about that on previous episodes, where happiness is momentarily blissful, right? And what we're really searching for is joy, not happiness. Happiness is something, hey, this is a good thing. You know, this is something that God gave us that we can take a moment of pleasure in, but we can't turn it into a selfish thing and make it ours and let that feed what we're trying to feel inside. We search for meaning in meaningless things, and the void is still there within inside of us. The emptiness, the depression, the anxiety, the hopelessness, anger, frustration. We still feel empty. Nothing is good enough. We search for the answers through chemistry, science. Put a name on it, put a tag on it, money. Chemistry part, drugs, alcohol, something that will take our mind off of the emptiness and the void that we still feel inside each and every day, because we are searching for the things in the world that only cause us to focus on ourselves. So my point, I guess, is that as we are searching for the meaning of life, the purpose of life, we can't be searching for what the world is showing us. We can't see with just our eyes. We have to see with our spirit and what's coming from inside of us. We know that as followers of Christ and a men of Christ, that has to come from the inside. Before God put us in our mother's womb, he numbered every hair on our head and he counted our days, and he knew exactly what we were going to be. His word was imprinted on our hearts at that moment. So we know, whether you want to argue with it or you want to fight with it or you want to disregard it, it is there. The innate right and wrong of this world, the feeling you get when you do something wrong, that comes from God. That's not coming from the world, because the world has no moral compass as we see plainly in this day. And as followers of Jesus, Jesus calls us to speak in that moral authority that he has given us, that we have chosen to have because we choose to follow him. Now, whether you agree with that statement or not, it's the facts. You can argue with it all you want, but you're not going to disprove it because the Bible is God-breathed. Every word comes from God. You come from God. Whether you choose to accept Jesus Christ or not, or choose to accept that there's a God, doesn't matter. The fact is, there is a God, and his son was Jesus Christ, and he can save your life. If you quit searching for the things of this world that lead to all of these bad things, you know, all these things lead to despair, and all of them, your depression, anxiety, your fear, your anger, all of these things are magnified. And all these bad, we ask, at least these questions we ask, why do bad things happen, right? Why do bad things happen to good people, right? Well, I think that's a good question. Why death? Why murder? Why wars? Why hurt? Why hate? Well, because we don't listen to the voice that that God has put inside of us. You know, oh, I'm a good person. Or why did this person have to die? Why did this have to happen to that person? And when we don't have a relationship with God the Father through the Son, strengthened by the Holy Spirit, those questions can become, when we search for the answers of those questions, it can tarnish our view of this world. It can fill us with hopelessness, despair, and anger, you know, and depression, and just like there's no point to this purpose on this earth. Well, there is. Like we said in the last show, you know, when we search for things in this world, we get all those bad elements of it. We get the hopelessness, the depression, the anger, fear, anxiety, trusting in chemistry and alcohol and only what our eyes can see. You know, we only use our senses that God gave us to be able to grow closer to him. We see things, we feel things on the inside, you know, those gut feelings we get, like, man, I shouldn't do this, but it makes me feel good, so I'm going to do it. And we think that there's no consequences in that. And I was honored and privileged to be invited by a friend this weekend to go and do some prison ministry. Not saying I ministered to much. It was mainly just to go and see what it was like. We were honored and privileged and graced by God to go into the Hilltop unit there in McGregor. It's a women's unit, and get to see these women who have worked hard that have been incarcerated for I don't know how long. Some maybe not long, some longer than others. That's not the point. The point is to go in and see that, how God is faithful to work and move in the lives of those who put their trust and faith in him, to see the joy and happiness that, each one who had family members come and share the day with them. It was quite liberating, quite invigorating to see. And matter of fact, I'm still trying to process all of it. And see the joy and happiness that, even though it was only for a short period of time, that was there. The tears of joy, the tears of happiness that these women were getting to see their families and touch their families and hug their children and just interact with them in a way that, man, it was just it was just encouraging and joy filling of my spirit. I mean, it's incredible. Like I said, I'm still processing everything that came from this weekend, just taking it in. And anyway, that's what I'm saying is I realize as a follower of Christ that I was one step away in my life and probably still am, even though I'm a follower of Jesus, that I still make mistakes and I'm one step away or one hair away from those roles being reversed, that I am thankful to God that he has put a plan for my life ahead of me that did not include that which I deserve, which is being in prison. You know, we all make mistakes and we all have to deal with those consequences that come along with those mistakes. But the great thing is these women at this unit are experiencing or going through those consequences, but it's not total hopelessness. There's hope through the word and the love of Jesus Christ that in that dark place that there is light in Jesus, that if we can, I guess, cinch up your bootstrap, so to say, that and stick to his word and talk to him and have a relationship with him, the things and beauty he can bring into our lives, just as these women. It's easy to go, I'm sure, to be in prison and say, you know what, this is who I am, this is what I've done, this is all I'll ever be, is a gang member or a drug addict or a dope dealer or a murderer or whatever, you know. But and when you look at the world and when you're searching for the things of this world, yeah, you can for sure feel that way. And I think as believers, the men who God created us to be and women, that we can get to that point. There's no hope. There's no light until we find and accept Jesus Christ. All these things, the death, the senseless death, the hateful crimes that we see happening, portrayed on each another human, another one of God's creations to another God's creation. In the moment, in the world, it doesn't make sense. But when you have the confidence and peace that Jesus Christ can bring into your life, you see that there is a purpose for that. Even though it's ugly, it's heinous, and we don't like it, and we can't explain it, and it makes us angry because we see it happening in this world, it's happening because those people who committed those crimes are searching for the wrong thing. And if you're searching for the wrong thing, the things of this world, then you're one step away from being where these women were. You know, I don't know each and every one of them's story, but it was refreshing to the soul to see their confidence and their, I guess, but lack of a better word, rehabilitation in moving toward a purpose, a God-given purpose. You know, just talking with the guy who invited me, Jeff, invited me to go with this organization called Disciples for Christ. You can check them out on their website. It's Disciples, the number 4, Christ. They've got a Facebook page. And you can go and check out and see the things that they do. This just happened to be that one. But just talking to them and the change of heart, no matter how they got there, I don't know how they got there, doesn't matter. But each and every one of them wanting to give back. And the members of Disciples for Christ, two of them had spent 20 years in a huge unit there in in the Texas, in the state prison system. The other one spent 30 something years in the prison system, and they're there giving back. The change, when you start looking at things in and of this world and start searching for Jesus, the change that can happen, how your perspective switches, and you want to give the experiences that you had and share them with somebody else. So it was just amazing to see and experience, and I haven't fully processed everything yet. God is still showing me different things that maybe at the moment I missed, and revelation to me. But I will be going back the next time I can. If it's God's will, it's my plan to go back. So, you know, even in those dark times, even in all of those things that we're searching for in this world that lead us to the prison or your physical prison of, you know, being behind bars, or if it's just the spiritual prison of not accepting Jesus Christ, men, I want to tell you, as men and men who have accepted Jesus Christ, this is our goal. This is our goal, to give back, to spread the hope that no matter what circumstances you search for in life, and that consequence has now come due because of the choices we have made in searching for the things of this world, that there is hope, that we as followers of Christ have to be that hope in saying that, look, Jesus doesn't care what you've done. You don't have to clean up your act. You don't have to look pretty. You don't have to do all these things before you come to Jesus. It doesn't matter if you don't even fully believe, but if you believe in the truth of who Jesus Christ is, one, that there's a God the Father, and Jesus Christ is the Son of that God, the creator of all things, that you can have the peace that you were searching for in the things of this world. Now you can have it fully, 100%. Doesn't mean you're not going to have trials. Doesn't mean you're not going to have to suffer through some things. Some things still might not make sense. It's not going to happen in a click of a finger, snap of a finger, that all the things of the world are going to be revealed to you in an instant. No, you have, just like you're searching for the things of this world, you have to search to find Jesus and all those horrible things we see. And that's the mindset switch, is where was Jesus in this moment? Well, there's a purpose. There's a reason for everything. Nothing, even as ugly as we see it in this world and as ugly as it truly may be, God can work it out for something beautiful. But you have to look for the something beautiful in that situation. You know, in all of those, excuse me, you know, we search for the things in this world and we become lost and hopeless. But God, right? But God, excuse me, there is an answer to all of it. And it's Jesus Christ, plain and simple. You know, I look back on what I was looking for in my life. You know, we've talked about it on this show before, the things that's happened in my past, as I was riding with Jeff, headed down to the prison, just reflection of all the things that happened in my life. It's a miracle that I'm even still here. It is by the grace of God, and only by the grace of God, that I am even still on this planet breathing today. And there's no other explanation for it than there is a purpose for my life that God had planned that I haven't fulfilled yet. I don't 100% know what it is. You know, I can't give you that answer, but what I can tell you is every day that I wake up, I can talk to God, have a relationship with God, and trust that I have his power and his confidence in my through my relationship with him, that each day will be exactly what it needed to be. Are there going to be things I miss that in reflection of the day that I am going to miss and be like, I missed that opportunity. I should have said this, or right. But God is a graceful God. Jesus is graceful, right? He gives us those opportunities, and having that relationship with him where we would have never noticed before, he gives us the opportunity at another shot, right? He gives us that opportunity to realize that, oh man, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that, right? But we're covered by his grace and by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, that allows us to be covered in Jesus Christ's grace through his death on the cross. And man, that's powerful to know that we're not condemned for making the mistake. We are shown that, hey, you could have said this, you could have done that. Oh, right. And we make the mental note and we try to get better at those things. We try to improve because we're no longer searching for the approval and comparison and the things of this world. We are now searching for Jesus Christ. Where is Jesus in this situation? Where is the glory of God in the most horrible and difficult things? And there's always that light, that small glimmer of light in the darkest of dark times. But you have to look for it or you'll miss it. And that small light, that small thing in the realm of darkness and evil in the world, that's Jesus. And when you start focusing on the light and focusing on getting closer to the light, the dark fades away. And as followers of Christ, as men, that is our message, the hope that Jesus Christ brings, that we're no longer expected to be perfect, but we are expected to move in a way that benefits others and shows them that there is hope from the place we came and where we are now to glorify and honor the kingdom of heaven. That's our mission, man. That's our job. Your life, like we talked on the last show, is specifically designed to benefit others, to bring them through Christ. Inadvertently, or participating or non-participating, you can either be whatever side you want to, but your life has that purpose. And it's much more enjoyable to be participating in that enjoyment and participating in the opportunities that he gives you to share your story and your testimony. I first asked about going to the prison. I was like, I don't know. Maybe, I guess. Yeah, sure, I'll try it. It's about trying new things, stepping out of your comfort zone, right? Being in uncomfortable positions, and God will reveal what he's going to reveal to you in those moments. Like I said, I'm still processing. He's still revealing stuff to me. It was a big weekend. It was a lot to take in, a lot to go over. But, my revelation has been in my relationship with Jesus Christ is that he loves me. And he designed me for a specific purpose, for his plan, not mine. And which really makes life a lot easier, because when you start comparing yourself and trying to look like other people and do the things that other people do, and God puts a peace on your heart that, hey, if your thing is lifting weights and building your body, then, hey, go for it. If that's your area that he has placed on your life to be a disciple or to be an apostle, to be a priest, to spread his word in the gym, then be that. It doesn't matter. He can use you. He's going to use you no matter where you are, whether it be prison, whether it be a bum on the street, whether it be, I don't know, whatever. All the great things in life, an athlete, a race car driver, a banker, doesn't matter. If we are in that relationship with Jesus Christ and we are searching for him in this world instead of the world, then we can surely be what he designed us to be. But all of that comes with, we're searching for the wrong thing. We're searching for the world. We're searching for the things in this world instead of searching for the one who created this world. And we have to get back to searching for the truth that is in Jesus Christ. Plain and simple. And that's where we want to be. And that's who we want to be connected with, because everything in this world will fade and rust and rot and be destroyed. But Jesus' word and his truth of who he is and who the Father is never goes away. And that is comforting. And when you have that truth and you're searching for that truth and you want to understand more about that truth, then your life becomes a lot less burdened, a lot less heavy, right? Because you're allowing him to work through you and bring you that peace and comfort that the world does not provide. So this week we're going to end right there, because about searching for the things in this world. The next episode was supposed to be on Good Friday. It may be on Saturday. I will be out of town, but the next episode, whether it be Friday or whether it be Monday, we're going to be talking about surrendering in that search. We've been searching for the things in this world. We need to be searching for Jesus Christ. The next episode will deal with surrendering to the truth of who Jesus Christ is. I hope that this episode has made you see the contrast and the difference of the world and Jesus, right? The things of this world bring us hopelessness, depression, anger, frustration, lead us to things that only hurt and destroy us. And when we're searching for Jesus Christ, even in the darkest times, we can find that bright light. And for my buddy who I know is listening out there, our hope, and I pray that he's listening, is I can't explain to you, well, I can say this. If that young lady that we were talking about was horribly murdered and raped and killed, and as we see happens a lot in this world, I can't explain to you what the purpose in that was, because I don't know the situation. But what I can tell you is there was a purpose, and it's that tiny speck of light in the darkest of dark, that there was a purpose behind it. And we all have that purpose in our life. Now, we don't know what it is or what it's going to be, but when we're searching for Jesus instead of searching for the things of this world, looking for aliens or looking for new this, new that, look, it's just search for Jesus. In the worst of worst situation, where was Jesus? And in order to search for Jesus, you have to start letting him into your heart. And when you search for Jesus, you'll find him. He's in every situation, no matter how dark they seem. So that's the searching portion of these next couple of episodes, is searching for the world, or are you searching for Jesus? Because if you're searching for the world, you're searching for darkness. If you're searching for Jesus, you're searching for the light. So let's be this week, men, portraying an image, or not portraying, being the image that Christ created us to be, and that in the darkest of dark, we can be that speck of light in everybody we come in contact's life, and everybody he puts in contact with us, to be that light, to be that hope. He calls us to be that hope. So, as always, men, as you do what you do, answer the call of men.